My name is Amy Strunk, and I work as Special Projects Administrator for the CFA Institute Research Challenge. Today, I'm talking with Nate Bird, CFA, a portfolio manager at Altrius Capital Management in Raleigh, North Carolina, about his experience volunteering with his local competition. Nate participated in the CFA Institute Research Challenge as a student in 2010 and has volunteered as a grader for the CFA Institute Research Challenge hosted by the CFA Society, North Carolina. So, is there anything in particular that you would either caution students or encourage them in as they start to write their reports?
Well, one had a lot of extraneous information. It was close to 80 pages, I think. So I would try to stay pretty close within the bounds of the assignment and you know, not try to go overboard. Simpler and more graphical is always better. If it's too wordy, it's a lot of information to get through, and a picture tells a lot better. Can't have the spelling errors and the grammar. That sounds really minor, but it's actually very frequent. It makes a big impression if you see a number of those.
Are there any particular sources of information or types of research that you would recommend students undertake before they start writing their reports?
I would start with the SEC filings, the 10-K and the 10-Q, and then read maybe some industry summaries on Morningstar or a similar service to that, and sell-side research.
So how important is the appendix, and what kind of information should teams include there?
I think the appendix is important, and it should kind of answer any questions that might come up outside of the exact scope of that's already covered in the rest of the things. So things that come to mind are, insider trading activity or major ownership interests or, anything that's just kind of above and beyond that wouldn't be displayed in the rest of the report.
And how do you think the competition benefits students and the investment industry as a whole?
As far as students, it's an extra piece of information for the interview. It definitely shows initiative because it's outside of curriculum. There's no requirement, and it gives you a nice little piece. A lot of times, pitches in business schools are verbal, and you may not have a report piece to go along with it. So a major part of the assignment was to put together a minimum 10-page report, and that's a nice looking document that you can forward on to prospective employers.
When did you earn your charter?
Earlier this year, June.
Oh wow, great.
June of 2012. Yeah. I had a couple of years off there while I was in school where I wasn't accruing the experience.
And how has earning the charter benefited your career?
I work for a fund. I'm a portfolio manager now for investment strategy, so it's enabled me to get where I want to be. And then, while I didn't have the charter at the time, I'd passed all the exams when I was hired and was well on my way to becoming a charter holder, and that was a prerequisite for my position. So I wouldn't have been hired without it.
For more information about the CFA Institute Research Challenge and how you can get involved, visit us online at cfainstitute.org/researchchallenge.